analysis that's required to be submitted. We're looking at this summer to appoint a technical advisory committee. I think Oliver wanted to chat with you. I think we want some representation from the team, amongst others. The council gave the go-ahead to move forward with this, so we're working on preparing RFP to have someone on board by the end of August, September.
And my only ask to this group is recommend two members from your group that will serve as the project advisory group. That's your call. Send the list of two individuals to me. I will be compiling that list. This is something that the council have given me heads up to proceed with, but it's not similar to planning commission, which only the council can appoint. This is something that the county manager and myself will appoint on who's going to serve. I have reached out to the council and indicated that I would like members of DEEP, particular, potentially two members from DEEP to serve. I will reach out to other stakeholders, and we want to be, as Jose indicated, this is, and Jimmy will agree, this is show your work. This is really what it's all about. And go back to your assumptions and adjust them. You've heard me say this many times, I don't make changes to the BBLM model. I don't have the authority to do that. Only the council can do so. And we amend the BBLM model and the planning assumptions through public hearing before the council, and the cities are on board when those changes are made and agreed to it, and only the council can do so. But the bottom line in this new bill is just to show your work. And Jose talked about the reasonable measures. The reasonable measures can come in different ways. You can look at your development regulations. We talked about stormwater. You talk about other things that are happening that could prevent you from meeting densities. You can also, it could come in the form of changing zoning. It could come in the different forms. So, but first of all, you have to show your work. And as Jose indicated, since I believe 2000, we have been collecting building information from all the seven cities or eight cities we are working with, including Clark County, on a monthly basis. That data is available. We're also linking that with the assessor's database. You know Bob Poole. Bob Poole maintains the BBLM and runs the model. He too cannot make any changes to the model. Only the council can direct us to do so. So I'll leave it up to you, two members. I will provide that list to Sean and work with Sean to make the appointment quickly.
Well, just a question for the for the
reporting ad or
no?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going
to. You guys carried the water, really.
Well, we know it in and out.
Yeah.
I was jumping ahead. So for the for the OFM projection, is there a determination of what that is, Oliver, in terms of I'm looking at here, like determine whether there's sufficient suitable lands for accommodating population projected by OFM. Is that something that will happen, or has that happened?
The way that works is, when the OFM provides us with their forecast, remember, they now are able to provide that forecast based on low, medium, and high potential. The council will pick where they want to land or what type of growth they want to see. Typically, my experience here, and Jimmy can jump into, the county typically will pick a number between the medium and the high. I don't know where they're going to land, but when they pick a number, that's when we begin to say, okay, what is the existing capacity inside the urban growth boundaries? If we agree on that, which is what this work will also help us to determine, if we all can agree on the capacity, then we'll see what is left. Do you expand the boundary? How do you cities and counties going to accommodate that difference? That's how that will play out.
And so are those numbers, when do you think those numbers, those low, medium, and high will be unveiled?
The population projection from OFM due in 2022, they do, I think, every 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one way of saying
projections. Yeah.
So are we really looking at 2024 or 2025 for the update? So no discussion.
Yeah, we had one in 17.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, but and we get annual updates. We can almost they use like an average over a certain number of years, don't they? Typically.
There was just some talk about maybe trying to move that timeline forward a little bit.
No, this there is nothing in the statute that says you can't start early. But even if you start early, your planning horizon is still going to be the same.
Yeah.
Okay? So, but one of the things that feeds you or the foundation for you to do that is this work. And also getting that OFM number. You can't make up your own numbers. You know, so we cannot use numbers across the, you know, the bridge, let's say Portland State Population Center. We cannot use their number. We have to use OFM number. So we have to wait. Although OFM did update their numbers in 2017, but it didn't go to 2045. So if our next planning horizon has to be like 2044, 20 something like that. I mean, if you it's 2024, 20 years from this, we're looking at 2044. We don't have that number yet from OFM.
What I will say, however, is I think what we will see out of the buildable lands analysis is because the population projection number was so low during the last update, and because we all in the industry know what the consumption rate has been out there, I suspect that we're not going to show a ton of vacant out there, and depending on what that OFM projection comes back in, it may justify a substantial either expansion or upzoning to accommodate that makeup that we would have lost for the last few years. Just being out in Richfield again today and looking at what, I mean, it's just absolutely mind-numbing. What is going on out there?
Yeah. So, well, I think that's why we're pushing up against BPA easements and everything else. But
everything else.
Side.
Oh, who else is on that committee? So I got a few suggestions because I was in a meeting at CREDC and they have kind of their own job for lands committee.
Right.
And they were very interested in having some representation from the board.
I'll reach out to them. I haven't compiled the list of who the stakeholders are, but I know that we will reach out to CREDC.
Okay.
We'll reach out to Friends of Clark County. We will reach out to other stakeholders that when this conversation comes up, they show interest. So I will reach out to other stakeholders.
RGF had a bunch of information as well.
There probably will be someone from Responsible Growth Forum.
Yeah. Okay.
When we had the meeting with the council, they said include property owners. I don't know whether that means Clark County, Citizens United, I don't know. This is not a rural issue per se, but if they want a property owners, all of you are property owners and developers. So, I will reach out, at least I'm looking at no more than 9 members, that. Just a group that is very manageable. If we have to take 11, we'll push up to 11. The reason I want to bring a consultant in is this work has to be done properly and submitted to the state. So it's good. There's so many consultants that do this type of work. But, you know, as Jose indicated, we'll be putting out the request for proposal as quickly as we can. And luckily, I told the council that I have the fund to do this. You know, so we'll see. If I don't, I'll go back to them and say I need funding. But the state is stepping up to help us do this work. Luckily, they have not raised the issue that we are out of non-compliance, but I've just kept that quiet on the money to do the work.
Yeah. All right. So when do you need our names? I think we...
If you can give it to me today, that's fine.
Jamie and I worked really closely on it in our last process, so I'd be willing to volunteer unless someone else really wants a spot.
I'm going to self-nominate us.
I'd like to nominate you too.
Oh, what do you think, Andrew?
You have a quarter, so that's your choice.
I'm
really hoping.
So, Andrew, we'll have Andrew make the motion.
Can you change it up? I'd like to nominate Jamie and Eric as our representatives on the committee.
I'd like to second it.
Seconding it. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstained?
Guys better do a good job.
You'll never get on another committee again.
How many committees can you guys be on? We just keep piling them on.
This is kind of a big one, huh? It's definitely
it's a fight. It's a battle we've been waiting for a while. Not a battle.
Like Game of Thrones.
Skirmish.
More interested in that.
Any public comment?
So I saw your comment.
Yeah, I mean, I got to the code 9 years ago.
I
think the vision of what that was really good.
Yeah.